I can't hear you, Peach.
It's time to listen up, Raider Nation.
Can't hear you, Peach.
Clear out those ears and get ready for the Q-tip. Your boy Q's daily take on what you need to hear.
That very precision seems to drive Q-tip fans right over the edge.
Like it or not.
Well, today I'm not complaining about anything. I don't know how smart we're going to get off of this one. I just really want to see something improved. And I'm not really taking this off of last week's game because I realize Tampa Bay is really good defensively and particularly against the run. But I would like to see the Raiders get Josh Jacobs, more going, more fired up, more touches. He had quite a bit of touches against the Chiefs, but I mean, I would just like to see him stay up there around 20, 25 touches every game. I'd like to see him get over 100 yards sometime this season, you know, and I know that Gruden was asked about Josh Jacobs, his health in yesterday's media session. And of course, Gruden said that he's a little banged up, but he's as banged up as everyone else. Just kind of would like to see Josh Jacobs put in more work, you know, and get over 100 yards and be that bell cow that everyone expects him to be. I know we had conversations yesterday about having a bigger bruising back like a Derrick Henry. Josh Jacobs, I believe, is a really, really good back. Love what he did his rookie year. Kind of like to see the Raiders get, you know, back to getting him even more involved into the offense, you know, passing in the receiving game and in the rush game, obviously. But he's doing okay. He's just not doing great. You know what I mean? And so it's not like it's a super negative, like, oh, man, he's doing bad. I just would like to see him do better, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. And, I mean, he's averaging 3.4 yards per carry.
Right.
If you look at all the starting or all the running backs in the NFL, that ranks 44th out of 46. Okay.
Right.
So again, it's not Josh Jacobs doing a poor job per se. It's just they are not getting him going. And that's some of that's on him, yes. But a lot of it's on your offensive line. A lot of it's on where you are in a game. Again, you get down by 21 points, you're not going to be running the ball a lot.
No, you're not. You know, and they've been using him in the passing game. He's been getting a handful of catches each and every game, you know, 2, 3, 4 catches here, there. I mean, that's fine. But I just want to see him more involved as just like a weapon. I don't really care how you do it. I just think that he's a heck of a player, and you just need to get him more involved.
That's a great point, Q, because that's the other thing. Okay, so yeah, so you're going up against Tampa Bay. You know it's going to be tough sledding running. Okay, so so Josh Jacobs was not going to get 100 yards. Just it wasn't going to happen. Okay, so why not get him more active in the passing game? They did a couple times,
right?
But I don't know why they didn't run more of those plays where they give the, whether it's an RPO or whether it's just a quick dump off to him and let him run in some space, because that's where we know he can do damage. Especially that's why you want him in the passing game. Get him the ball in open space and let him go.
Exactly. I mean, look, week one, I like what the Raiders did with him. You know, obviously he ran the ball a lot against the Panthers, 25 times, almost 100 yards. He had 93 yards. And then he also caught the ball 4 times for 46 yards. I'll take those kind of numbers every day of the week and twice on Sunday. That's the kind of numbers I want to see. I want to see, you know, 85 yards, 30 yards receiving, or 110 yards rushing, you know, 35 yards receiving, something like that. Not 17 yards rushing and 14 yards receiving. That's a bad day at the office. And Josh Jacobs is a better player than that.
Well, and this offense, and we always say it, it doesn't matter how much they pass. You have to establish the run. And if you're not going to run the ball, to the point we've been just belaboring for the last 3 minutes, is you have to get the running backs involved in the game. And I will say, though, that Jalen Richard got out there, and Devontae Booker was out there. They used him a little bit. But what I saw at the beginning of the season in using the running backs more creatively and in the rotation that they were using them, they seem to have completely pulled back from that. Are you seeing the same thing?
Yeah, I do. I'm with you on that. So
yeah, and I don't know what that is, if it's the game planning or what, but you have three guys that all have their own strengths, Josh Jacobs being the top guy, of course, but Devontae Booker comes off the game against Kansas City where he really spelled Josh Jacobs well, and again, Tampa Bay was a different game, and that's the point that I think Fabian and Charles in Kentucky was making, which is don't read too much into that one game. Yes, we saw some problems that continue to rear their ugly head, but overall, I think that, like you're talking about, the running game, it's it,
yeah.
people are fixated that it's a Josh Jacobs issue, and it's not. It's an entire team issue.
Yeah, exactly. That's my whole point. And that's why I didn't want it to make it sound like I was, you know, dumping on him. I just would like to see him involved more. And that's not really him. That's the team getting him involved.